and let's talk winter salads. That's what's on our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, mind today. Kathy, welcome back.
Hey, Jeremy.
And we've talked about salads a lot on this show, but do people eat a lot of salads in the winter?
I don't think winter and salad are two words that go together all that well in most people's minds, but by the time they're finished listening to this, I hope to have changed people's minds because, I don't know, it's January. Have you kept your resolution so far? You know, it's that time of year when we're like, I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to do it.
But is it that easy to do, I wonder, because it's not as easy to find local produce in the winter.
I'm so pleased you asked me that. We are very lucky. I live in southern Maine and the whole seacoast New England area. We have winter farmers markets where farmers come and bring beautiful vegetables. And I know there are winter farmers markets across the country wherever you live. And you will see a lot of root vegetables. And by March, you will be very sick of them. But we're not there yet. They are gorgeous to use in salads. And you'll see, I made you three very different salads. The thing about making a winter salad is you want to start with the best ingredients you can find and build flavor, but you also want to think about color and texture. So if it's all green or if it's all brown, your palate is going to tell your mind, not so much, doesn't look exciting. So you have to throw some white in there, maybe some cheese, maybe some nuts for texture, maybe some raisins, maybe some croutons, and you just build this up, whether you start with greens or a grain like rice or farro or couscous, pasta, udon noodles, then you can add protein if you want. None of these vegetables have meat or fish in them right now, but all of them could have them added.
Well, let's talk about this one right here. This looks like it's got some cauliflower in it.
It does. It's that gorgeous Romanesco cauliflower, sometimes called Romanesco broccoli. And I roasted it in a very hot oven with some olive oil. And then I served it on top of a variety of very sharp winter greens, a little arugula, little mustard greens. And then I toasted hazelnuts, which are so delicious and buttery and have an incredible crunch. And I made a tahini vinaigrette. So you get a little bit of creaminess, but it's a super healthy, I think very satisfying salad in all those textures.
How do you toast hazelnuts, by the way? Just put them on a pan in the oven?
Just stick them in with your bread.
You just put them in the toaster.
You put them in a hot oven on a cookie sheet until your kitchen smells like hazelnuts, and that's when they're done.
Okay, so that's one of these salads. And by the way, we'll put these up at our website, hereandnow.org. Another one involves farro.
Do you know what farro is?
It's some kind of grain.
It is. It's actually a term that refers to three specific types of wheat. One is spelt. You may have heard that word. It's a very sort of popular grain now because it's a whole grain. One is called emmer, E-M-M-E-R, and one is called einkorn, E-I-N-K-O-R-N. And these are all varieties of hulled wheat. This is an Italian farro I made for you. And what I also love about farro is the texture. It is very nutty. It's very good for you. Again, it's a whole grain, full of vitamins, fiber, nutrients.
Yeah, I have to say, it feels very healthy. I just tasted it, and it feels very healthy.
That
in a good
is
way.
Never a
no,
good comment.
I mean that in the best
you
possible
do,
way.
For real?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Because I got delicata squash, which I'm obsessed with now. There's those beautiful pale orange squash around there. You can even eat the outside of it. You don't have to peel them. And I roasted delicata squash with carrots and parsnips, and it's a lemon parsley vinaigrette. I sprinkled some feta cheese in with the farro, so you get creamy, crunchy, and then all those beautiful vegetables. You could add bacon to that. You could add leftovers from chicken dinner. But I kind of think it stands on its own.
I do, and I also think that feta makes almost any salad better.
I'm
but
with
that's
you.
For another day.
I'm with you. Okay, we'll do a whole segment on feta.
All right, and the last one you have here looks like we've got some mushrooms.
There's a guy that runs something called the New Hampshire Mushroom Company, and he is growing these gorgeous mushrooms that I found at the market. So that is local baby spinach, and then I sauteed the mushrooms with some shallots. And at the very end, I added a splash of balsamic vinegar. So you're getting that slightly sour flavor with that meatiness of the mushrooms. Put it on top of the baby spinach. And then I heated up a vinaigrette. And then I shaved Parmesan cheese. So I had a half pound piece of real Parmigiano Reggiano. And I shaved it with a wide vegetable peeler. And it's a warm salad, which is kind of nice for the winter. By heating the vinaigrette, the spinach just wilts.
Now, the vinaigrette vinaigrette you have here is different than the vinaigrette that you have over here.
The cauliflower has a tahini vinaigrette. The vinaigrette on the mushroom salad has lemon and olive oil and walnut oil.
How much is the key to a great salad about the dressing versus what's in it?
The key to a great salad is all the ingredients, right? You're not cooking it. You're not coaxing flavors out of it. So everything has to be as fresh as possible, even in January. So if you can find locally grown vegetables, go with it. But the other thing about these winter salads is you can mix and match all of these.
Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, and we will put all of these recipes at our website, hereandnow.org, where you can also find a link to Kathy's book, Soup Swap. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.